Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the 10th day of our message that and the development of what the Lord had been talking to me about. He started talking to me about it last year, and then it just developed and developed and developed, and the Lord reminded me that I had talked about, you shall know the truth will make you free, a lot, but I never had gone into and developed it as a series. And it's one of those kinds, it is this book. Yes. And it'd take a long time to exhaust it and find everywhere in the Bible that it says true. Right. But the Lord has helped us and we've been able to say some things. Yes. Well, it began here. We started out last week on Monday with what Jesus said in the 8th chapter of the book of John. In the 28th verse, Jesus said unto them, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am, and I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he said these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know, ginosko. You shall come to a place where you have an intimate relationship with my word, yes. Continuing in it. Yes. And yesterday we went through all of those things, Wednesday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. We went through that word and how it's used in different places. Mm-hmm. And every one of them, not one of them had anything to do with what you mentally know. Mm-hmm. It's translated perceive. Mm-hmm. It's translated new. Joseph knew not his wife until after her firstborn was born. It's very intimate, it's a powerful word. So now, you shall know. You'll know it. You just know until it becomes part of your very being and a part of your life. You know. And we found out that God is the truth. We found out Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We found out his written word is truth. Yes. He said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
Yes.
Now, then we talked about, we read this scripture, and it is, this is one you shout about. Oh, over in Numbers 23, and Balaam was having a hard time. I mean, that somebody hired him to curse Israel, and he just couldn't get it done. And he even had a donkey speak to him over this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means there's, you know, there's hope for me yet. But Verse 19 of the 23rd chapter of Numbers. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He said it. He said it twice. Praise God. And he'll make it good. That's just covenant talk all over. Now, those two, and then we've been teaching all the way in between. Now, let's go back into the Psalms. We read that psalm where it said, truth and mercy, chesed, mm-hmm. have come together, mm-hmm. and righteousness, they've kissed one another. Mercy and truth have kissed one another. And we learn about chesed, that it is favor from the greater.
Right.
In Esther 2:17, Job 10:2, Daniel 1:9, and the 23rd Psalm, Hesed shall follow me all the days of my life. Mm-hmm. It's favor from the greater.
Hallelujah.
Well, we know, and we found out, we studied in last week in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God.
Right.
Well, where do we come in? Mm. Well, the scripture says we're joint heirs with him.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
We sit with him in heavenly places, lifted up with him, seated in heavenly places. Glory to God. Now then, oh, there's so much to hear, so much here. Let's go over here to this, the 118th Psalm. And, oh, the 117th Psalm, I have to read that. I have to read this right here in verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Whew. Now, the 118th Psalm, and start at the top. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because hesed endures forever. Let Israel now say that his hesed endures forever. Oh, glory to God. The house of Aaron now say hesed endures forever. Then thou fear the Lord, say hesed endures forever. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Favor from the great king. Yeah.
Right.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now the 119th Psalm. Let's go to verse 30, 119:30. Now, this one is so telling, class. Mm. This has all been wonderful. Mm-hmm. But right here, the Lord's just going to just dump it back in our lap. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I've chosen that way. My choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the word of the Lord came to me again. Let's go over to 3 John. Mm-hmm. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Somebody has chosen the way of truth here. The way of the word. And he's the one that wrote and said, we have known, we've gnoskoed the love and believed it. So let's deal with that for a moment before we go back over here to the 119th Psalm. There's a lot of people that every born-again person has known the love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That what?
Whoso.
Whoso. Whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, when you look that up, it's sozo, and it means healed and sound just as well as salvation.
Yes.
So, he so loved. So, we've known the love. Whether we realize that or not, we've known it. That moment you became a new creature, that is the most powerful miracle of all.
Yes.
It'll change you, but then you have to renew your mind.
Yes.
So someone said, do you believe God loves you? Well, yeah, but I just don't understand. I don't understand why he let this happen to me. In the first place, He didn't let anything happen to you.
That's right.
He's already done what he's done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He laid all of it on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of it. Spirit, soul, body, financially, all the things of life.
Yes.
We have exceeding great and precious covenant promises, Peter wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you have received like precious faith with us. Huh? I have the same faith as Peter? Well, yeah, Jesus is the author of our faith. There's not two different kinds.
That's the truth.
Now, when you begin to see this thing, that's the truth. I don't care how I feel about it. That's what's in me. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
I believe.
Now, faith has come alive.
Yes.
I believe the love that he has for me.
Amen.
I believe it, and I will not let my flesh, I will not let my mind,
mm-hmm.
I will not let my feelings.
Right.
I don't care how they seem like they're getting trampled on for some reason or other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow that to get in the way. My God loves me.
Yes.
And I found out in the prayer Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of John that he loves me just as much as he does Jesus.
Yes.
Well, of course he did.
Yes.
Because he not only laid all of this on Jesus, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live.
Yes.
Under righteousness.
Yes.
By whose stripes you were healed. Well, if I was then, I am now.
That's right.
So I had to learn how to believe that.
Yes.
In spite of how I feel, or what I see, or what somebody else said. That is truth.
Yes.
Now, remember, we started out this week this way, and I want to make sure that we have this very truth just embedded into our hearts and minds.
Yes.
Now, listen to me, class. The facts can never change truth.
Yes.
And truth believed and stood upon here will always change the facts if you'll stay with it.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And not be moved by anything else.
Amen.
And I've had many victories and I've had a tub full of failures over the last 56 years. And when Gloria and I came into these things, her family, her grandmother and grandfather were in the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But her mom and dad weren't church-going people, and she tried to go a few times. And so she was really, literally, a scripturally illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was raised in a Southern Baptist church, and I heard good preaching.
Mm.
But I didn't get, the Bible didn't mean anything to me. It was a holy book. I'd fight you over it. But I didn't know anything in it. In fact, that actually happened to me in training union in the Southern Baptist Church. It's so much like school. Even Sunday school, it changed grades, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, in training union, which was Sunday school at night. I try to talk to my mother and dad, let's don't go. We already been over there once today. Let's don't go. And I don't remember what was said. This little boy in class with me, and I don't know, he got mad and tore a page out of the Bible. Well, I just spanked him for it. I didn't know what was in there, but I know you're not supposed to do that. So at least I had a little honor about me. I didn't know what was in there, but... I said, Gloria, do you realize Matthew, Mark, Luke? And I was a student at Oral Roberts University. I said, do you realize? And here I've been born again all these years, but she read the book. I didn't.
Wow.
But now I've been studying. I said, Gloria, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all tell the same story. She said, yes, isn't that wonderful? T.L. Osborne said, Copeland, you were born free. I said, why? He said, you didn't have any religion to unlearn.
That's right.
And we didn't. First thing we ever heard was faith.
Wow.
And Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. But then it became so real. It just, we began to live it. For a long time, we didn't turn on television. We just stayed in those tapes. We listened and listened and listened until it was just impounded inside of us.
Yes.
And that's all we thought about. Mm-hmm. And somebody would say something and we'd think, oh, what does the Bible say about that? Now, I just didn't comment on it till I knew what the Bible said about it. And then later, and even now, I have to be cautious. Because after so long a time, mm-hmm. people start talking, and my mind is just going scripture, what they're saying. I really have to watch myself, keep from being critical and correct everything they say.
I know.
I can't do that. They haven't had the benefit of what I know. But I'm not just thinking, oh, and I'm looking for the Lord to say something about this, say something about that. Why? I know the truth. And it's spilled over into our natural lives. I want to know the truth about what to eat.
Yes.
I want to know the truth about what to think. I want to know it. I have a hunger to know it. Mm-hmm. And I want to know where it is in this book.
Amen.
And would you like to have an example of that?
Yes.
Genesis 6:3. The days of man shall be 120 years. Then it dawned on my lightning fast mind that everything that long life is from there on is 100, based on 120.
Right.
Medical science says today the human body should live 120 years, and if it wasn't for sickness and disease, it would.
Wow.
They didn't get that out of this book, but this book is the truth about it. So and then I realized the Levitical food laws are based on 120. They're based on long life. Long life in Psalm 91 is 120 years. That's the truth about life. And you go over there and look at those food laws, they are correct. Now, I don't follow those laws now because they're laws. I follow it now because I know better. Because I found the same truths in medical science. I followed it through all of the statistics and everything and found that the same thing is true that God said back there in Leviticus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So this is truth.
Yes, it is.
And God had to teach them how to eat. They'd been in Egypt where they had to eat anything that would, they had to survive. They had to learn not just to survive, but how to live a long life, long time. And they, now, what about these very old ones over here in the beginning? Was that just because God needed a lot of population? No, he's never had any trouble with that. People do that. They didn't know how to die. That's the reason God said, I'm not going to put up with man living so long anymore. They got to the place they had no thought about him. They lived so long that they had no thought of him at all, and he had to flood them out. Had to be stopped. So that's when Noah's flood came. Yes. The world was in water in the Genesis account. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the book of Isaiah and see that and other places in Scripture. Mm-hmm. But the truth of these words, how many Christian people through the centuries never even heard the word Hesed? All they saw was mercy. And just, well, you know, mercy's mercy. You know, Jesus said, I'd rather have mercy than sacrifice. Well, what's that? It's huge. I mean, it is, in some ways, it is everything. It is the truth that the King of the universe, the one after whom we are named, how can you tell the power of a person's name? How can you tell the power behind President Donald Trump's name? No, I'm not talking about his being president. No, I'm going back beyond that. His name is good. He keep his word. And he was taught that as a little boy because his dad's name was good in the construction business. His name is good. He pays his bills. And he's worth $3.5 billion, something like that. That measures his name. My dad didn't have that kind of money. But I'll tell you, his name was good. My grandfather's name was good. I told you that story, but I went in the farmer's bank with him there, and he's all greasy and dirty. Evidently, this man had been turned down on a loan. And I'm just walking in there with him. He said, well, how much you loan that old man? He said, all he'll sign for. His name is good. And I'm telling you, the name of Jesus is good. Has he not said it? Will he not make it good? And that is truth. He is truth. This book is truth because this book is him. Glory to God. You can find it right there in the book of Hebrews. It talked about his word, and then it called it him. We're out of time. 10 days we've spent on this, and we haven't broken the surface. We haven't scratched it, but we will, and we'll be back in just a moment. So give the Lord another prayer.
Of victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 26 through 28, come to the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. As a born-again believer, Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith, and you can trust and believe in the love that he has for you. God has given you the victory, and in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. As we end this week's broadcast, we receive the word preached. God's word is truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Be sure to download the broadcast study notes from this week. They have all the scriptures and teaching points that Brother Copeland taught in the broadcasts. Go to kcm.org/notes to download yours free. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we want to give those watching and listening the opportunity to sow into the teaching of the Word. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7 says, "Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." As you sow your financial seed, you're helping to get the gospel to people around the world. They're hearing the good news through the broadcast, the magazine, and the website for free. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been ministering the Word of Faith for over 55 years. They've been faithful to take the uncompromised Word of Faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. KCM also sows at least 10% into other ministries around the world, so your financial seeds go even further into nations across the globe. Let me pray over your offering. Heavenly Father, I release my faith with those who are giving today to reap a bountiful harvest in Jesus' name. As they sow their seed, they know that they're going to get a hundredfold return now in this time. We believe that we receive a supernatural increase on our harvests in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for giving. If you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line, and our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God. They'll believe God with you for His promises in your life, and they'll take scriptures to pray over you. You can write them down and speak them over yourself and over your situation. Don't compromise. Don't ever quit. Hold fast to your confession of faith, and you can stay on the victory side.
Download all the notes from all of these things and live in them and watch them, watch over them, and teach them and learn them. Because my spiritual father said, Kenneth, a message is no good until you preach it at least 25 times because it'll just keep growing. It'll keep growing for you and you'll know the truth and the truth will keep you free. Until the next time, this is Kenneth Copeland and our class here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Praise God. Reminding you again that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, all available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.